This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy, brought to you by the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023.
On the listener app and on your radio, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. James Brayshaw, Billy Brownless. Bill is already over in Adelaide. Yes. We're going to be over there for Gather Round tomorrow, JB. We're joined by one of the biggest stars in South Australia, Tex Walker.
So they've had multiple shots here. Adelaide missed pretty much all of them.
Not a bad pocket to kick it for his probably.
Hard at the left post.
Have a look at Tex and kick on the way.
Oh, he's kicked it.
Yes, right. Wow.
He's Texan and we love him. Texan!
What's that, Brad? Oh, always gets his special intro, our man the Texan. Been our boy for a long, long time, Tex. Good to have you in the studio, even if it's in Adelaide.
It's always good to talk to you boys. That was a good bit of intro there, Bill. Was that your
deal? That was me. I just put that together. He's Texan and we love him, or whatever it was. Hey, I want to know who's bigger, Tex. We had the premier on off the top, Peter Malinaskis. He likes it that way. Tell us, who's bigger, you or him?
Well, at the moment, it's Gather Round and it was all his doing, so I'd have to say Peter Malinaskis. Although he's a Port... prick, can I call him?
No.
Not while we're just getting live tickets out of him, Texan.
Righto. Oh, yeah, you're coming over for the live.
Oh, bloody oath I am. I'm there on Sunday, Tex, and I get myself into the cellar door and the watering hole, and I don't move for about 5 hours.
Did you come last year?
I came last year and had one of the great days ever with Bernard and Bluey, but I didn't bring my better half. Because I thought it was a boys thing, Tex. I thought it was just boys, you know, golf. I didn't think
it is.
It wasn't. It was
never get your wife into golf. It's a bloke's thing.
She found out how good it was, and she found out, you know, because all the girls were there, and they're all sending Instagram selfies and everything. And she didn't speak to me for about a month. So she's coming this year.
Nothing wrong with that.
Jeez,
Jim.
You had a good month then after. Oh.
Hey, I tell you what. Look, Jim. He says he's going right to cellar door. I get a text. Yesterday. Text. Cock, need 4 cellar door passes, please. We have passes into the event, need to get into cellar door. So
who's that?
Have you sorted it out?
That's from Jim, and I've got to get him for him.
Have you sorted it out?
We'll just see how you go if you behave yourself.
I'm very tight with Pete, so I probably don't need your help
anyway. How did you get to Adelaide yesterday?
I got on a bus.
And?
And then?
8 hours on a bus and just got here with a minute to go. So I was very tired. I was all over the shop yesterday.
What was the bus really quick, was it?
No, about 8 hour drive it is, yeah.
Did you get stuck at all?
No, I might have dropped off at Border Town and got a chopper. But
did you?
Get me to the chopper.
And a very low-flying chopper too, Tex, because of his fat guts. Now, speaking of Bernard.
I did see a lopsided chopper fly over my house about 4 o'clock yesterday.
Actually, I did see you. I saw you in the backyard.
45-degree angle blades. Now, Texan, I want to get back to Bernard because it got back to us Saturday rub style that you and he had gone out for dinner last week, and then when the bill came, he just disappeared to the toilet.
Yeah, I just happened to have a toilet break right at the end of dinner, and he said, mate, can you go and just ask for the Brownless?
The bill. Oh, nice, Tex. I like it. Yes.
And he took his time in the toilet and made me fix it up, but lucky I love Burn. I'm happy to buy him a steak down there at Gaucho's. You been there for a fair bill?
Oh, we might go Thursday night. What are you doing?
We'll hopefully win in a game of footy.
Oh, right. Yeah, you won't be there. Hey, are you okay? Because I look across here and have you got a cold sore?
No, it's not a cold sore. A couple of knocks at training. We had to wear the mouth guards this week.
Oh.
Get real serious, Bill.
Oh, the mouth guards. Remember that? The good old days in the case, Aiden. You're not, no training this week. Bring your bloody mouth guards.
No training, bring your mouth guards. How does that work?
Well, no footy training because you just had that one-on-one on one stuff. Malcolm Blight would kick it 60 metres. And you two of you had to run and chase and get it back to him and handball it back to him and fight the whole time. Oh, he was mad.
But who would you have gone up against when you used to do that?
Oh, Damien Burke. He was a bit slower, so I'd get to the ball first, run around him 3 times, have a couple of bounces and back to Blighty. How has training been? Is it all right?
No, I'm just on my way down to training, Bill, actually. We've got our captain's run down at Glenelg Oval ahead of Gather Round, so we'll get a massive fan engagement down there before we take on the Demons tomorrow night.
Very important game, Tex. They're in pretty good shape, the D's.
Hopefully chalk up our first win because we were very disappointing last week. And We're 0-3. It'd be nice to kick off Gather Round with a win. We played well last year for Gather Round. We want to put on a good display, being the first game of Gather Round.
Spot on. I kicked 4 goals, 10 last week, the team. Mm. Adelaide United kicked 4 goals too on Good Friday.
What's your point,
I'm just
Bill?
Saying, it's just a stat there, Texan. I'm just letting you know.
It's got a bit frosty then.
Good. I like it, Tex. I tried to get Danny Green yesterday to belt him. And feel free to do it whenever you want.
There might be another fight tonight at this bloody stand or something. What is it?
I don't know what it's called, but the
fight night.
The gathering.
Gathering, yeah, exactly. Are you into that? Who do you think? Who would you like to see? Hang on. This is a loaded question.
Have a listen to Bill.
Who would you like to see get belted tonight, Texan?
I'd love to see someone's feet facing the sky, and you know exactly who it
Nate
is.
Nate Browns?
I'd love to see him put one on that other bloke's kisser, right on the end of his kisser, and he's laying on the canvas with his feet facing the sky.
Who do you reckon has the biggest issue with the gentleman you're talking about by the name of Kane Corns, yourself or Mark Rusciuto?
Oh, where's the line start? Where does the line finish? There's a few on that line, JB, but I reckon it'll be good fun. I reckon Mitch Robinson, is it Kane Pettifer?
Yeah.
Yep.
They're fine. I think they can both box.
They can go.
That'll be good insight. And what else we got?
Thomas and Swan will giggle around and throw a couple. The other one, interesting one is Pebbles, big Pebbles rocker against McKernan, Corey McKernan.
Oh, yeah.
They reckon Pebbles goes all right.
Really?
Yeah, so watch that one. That'll be a big one. Yeah, the heavyweights. But what is interesting with Kane Pettifer and Mitch Robinson, they're actually not really talking. I saw them last night on the way in.
Right.
And then in the green room. They weren't sitting together. They weren't talking together like all the other blokes are all gathered
so
around.
So they're serious.
No, there's a bit going on there. There is a bit going on there. So stand by for that one. Yes, we like that one.
Is that the main event?
I think Rocker and McKernan. But then they've actually got really good fighters. They've actually got blokes who can fight. They're going for world records and things like that.
World records.
Yeah. What sort of mix fat in? Tex, stick around, please. I know you're doing some work for us on the weekend. I'm going to find out what it is next.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Well, my R's and my W's, I get mixed up.
Do you?
George Rubble U Bush.
George Rubble U Bush.
All-time favourite.
Texan!
Taylor Walker has stuck around ahead of Gather Round. The Crows play tomorrow night against the Demons. Then he's working for Triple M footy.
He is, bloody oath. Which games are you doing, Tex?
I got the Port Bombers game on Friday night.
Yes.
And Richmond Saints on Sunday, JB.
Ooh, nice.
At Norwood.
At Norwood, at my home ground. Oh, Norwood, the Redlegs.
That'd be good there, won't it? That'd be fantastic.
Yeah.
Hey, Rabsy, he wants that Texan and I love it or whatever too. Just get that teed up, will you? what about the Big Hawk last week? You would have loved that, sitting back watching him play 350th game, still kicking goals.
Yeah, it's enormous. He's one of my favourites, Bill. I'd imagine there'll be a lot of Geelong supporters that would say the same thing. And he's had an incredible career, and he's just still going. It's amazing. Although I'm not happy with him for stealing our coach, James Riley, back.
Yeah.
Bugger.
Has that done that put a dint in you guys? Because he is well regarded over here.
We love Riles, but we fully understand that he has more of a family thing to go home and take the family back down to, where's he from?
Warrnambool.
Where's Jan Juck?
Jan Juck. Oh, he's down there, right?
Jan Juck.
Surfer. That's where they all surf down there and other things they do.
Do you surf?
Bill
goes well.
Goofy foot.
Yeah, you can imagine the size board to actually get him up on his feet.
I did try it once, Tex. I could not get up. Couldn't even kneel on the board.
I did it in Hawaii once, and I had the board for about an hour, and after 10 minutes, I walked back and threw the board to the bloke. I borrowed it off and said, stuff that, stick I'm not doing board. That.
How is the body, Tex? 76 goals last year at age 33, a magnificent season for you. How is your body feeling now?
Yeah, no, it's good, JB. I had a bit of a sore back a couple of weeks ago, which I missed round one with, but on the other side of the fence now, which the body's feeling really good and healthy, and I'm looking forward to getting a kick because I didn't get one last week.
I see that. The old Shaggers. Al Shaggers.
I wish, Bill. I wish.
Well, they might do you a favour. The Demons haven't seen their lineup yet, of course, but Stevie May, they're not sure whether he's going to come up, and leave is a bit banged up as well, so you might be getting him at a good time.
Yeah, well, fingers crossed. I watched them on Saturday night against Port. They were pretty good, JB, so we're going to have to pressure the hell out of them and take them on with ball in hand to kick a winning score tomorrow night.
And the midfield, they're going to fire up. If they went into an ice cream shop, what would they order?
Who, my boys?
Your midfield.
An ice cream shop.
Yeah, what would they order?
Oh, Crouch, you'd probably order a few.
What colour would it be? Chocolate or strawberry?
Flavor vanilla. Yeah, more than the colour, yeah.
Vanilla. Kingy.
I don't know where he's
at. He's a buffhead. Vanilla.
Vanilla. It's an interesting one, that, because last year you're so good and you started well, and as you said, Gather Round was fantastic. So you get back on the horse and you win this week and away you go.
Yeah, that's a plan, Bill. Get back on the horse, start Gather Round off, and then cut the fruffies.
Hey, Gather Round, by the way, Tex, how good's it been? It's for people that haven't been to Adelaide for this round of footy, not only is the football magnificent, but the city just lights up. It's superb.
Yep.
Well, anywhere you go, whether you go north, south, or west,
you can't go east.
You're going to the water. You go east.
Yeah.
You got beautiful wineries everywhere. You go into the city. You've got amazing restaurants and bars. So, we're very lucky to have plonked Gather Round here for the second year running. So,
that's good.
Looking forward to watching the city come alive.
Hey, Rochelle was on last night. I've never met the man or the young fella.
Mm.
He's sitting there going, "Who's that bloke?"
Oh.
Looking at him going,
"Yeah."
And he's a lovely bloke. He's 20. He's 21st birthday this Saturday.
Yeah, he's a ripping kid.
He's a good
really
kid.
Really good kid, yeah.
But just looks so young, Tex.
So, what's your point, Bill?
Well, I'm just saying how young they are. No, how young the players look.
He's looking at me thinking, "Shit, you look old."
No, you're still going all right. You're going beautifully, but a good kid. And did you see Isaac Rankin last night sing in front of 5,000 people, sang, and he was that nervous. You should have seen him before the show.
Well, it's a good story. He came to me last week, and he had the shakes on, and he had the croaky voice. I said, "What's wrong?"
Mm.
He goes, "Mate, I've got to sing next week before Delta Goodrum."
Yeah.
And I was like, where? Like, he goes, this footy show thing, but I want to practice in front of, like, all the players and coaches. I said, "Mate, let's do it." Yeah. So we got a snippet of the song last week. He sang to us in a team meeting, and we were all blown away. Oh. We didn't even know he played guitar.
No, mate.
And then to go up last night and do what he did, I was like, he's a champion. I love Ranks.
Your Ranks.
Beautiful, beautiful.
In front of 5,000 people, went out on the stage on his own.
My bad.
Yeah, and a bit of country and western, wasn't it?
It was the Fray, Bill.
The
Men on Country and Western.
Country and Western.
Well, he sang it in a country and western theme.
Style.
Yeah, style. Thank you.
How much sleep have you had, Fat?
But he was very good. Oh, you don't make mistakes in there.
How much sleep?
It was fantastic, so well done. And the crowd loved it. They went berserk. So after it, he was bouncing around. He loved it. He was very happy with himself.
He was very nervous, but I saw after a big grin on his face. And good on him.
Well, Tex, good luck tomorrow night, of course. Massive game of footy for the club. But then across the weekend on the Triple M network, we can't wait to have your insight.
Thanks, boys.
Tex Walker on the Rush Hour, Triple M.
He's Texan and we love him. Texan!
Look at him.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Brought to you by the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023.